News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Avoca Tidy Towns has decided to come up with an initiative to tackle litter in the town, and effectively it makes no sense, but it has worked. Miles Smith is committee member of Avoca Tidy Towns. Miles, you got rid of the bins.
We did. It was quite a sort of evolving situation, but started back around 2018, and then COVID compounded it. So off we went, and it's worked, believe it or not.
It is completely counterintuitive. This actually is the kind of thing that drives my wife crazy. When we're out for a walk, we can't find a bin. But mm-hmm. what you have found is that it has moderated people's behaviour.
Yes. Now, if you consider the logic, I mean, it is counterintuitive, fine. But you have the litter in your pocket. Whose litter is it? It's yours. If you see a bin, you can move your responsibility over somewhere else. If the bin is full, that's okay. You leave it beside the bin because that's you absolved of your responsibility. Take that away, bin away. You keep it in your pocket. It's yours to bring home. Thank you.
Not every member of society is upstanding, though. And there are bound to be those who will just drop litter anyway. I mean, their behaviour has not moderated.
Of course. But in truth, were they going to put it in the bin anyway? Probably not. I mean, we haven't got pristine. It never happens. But what we had was a situation where we had four CE workers basically picking an awful lot of litter every week, and we had the council emptying bins every day, and still the bins were full. The gulls and the magpies were pulling stuff out, and it was going everywhere. So now the bins aren't full, so the magpies have gone away, thank you. And to be honest, people have brought their rubbish home with them, which is great.
Mm-hmm. That saves you waving at the magpies as well, which took a disproportionate amount of your time, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, let's not be unfair to magpies. Same would apply to seagulls in a lot of times.
Yeah. Is everybody in agreement with this, though? Because there are bound to be those who will say, this is ridiculous, we need bins in our town.
There was a lot of head scratching, and even the council scratched their head rather a lot. But as I said, the problem was, like all things that are free will be abused a little. If the bins are emptied very often, they're filled with a fair bit of domestic rubbish as well. And therefore, they're always full because it's free. And the situation now is, say down in the little park we have in the village, there is, on the average morning, there's no litter. And the odd time at the weekend, some of the kids might be in for a party or something, fine, we'll pick it up. But we had that before anyway. So overall, quids in, thank you very much. We got rid of seven bins and the place is a lot cleaner for it.
Okay, Miles Smith, it is. And long way to continue. Miles Smith, committee member of Avoca Tidy Towns, thank you. Contrast that with the vision that I met this morning on Patrick Street in Cork, which was somebody who'd grabbed a load of, I'll call them serviettes because I'm old-fashioned, Ciara, serviettes, and next to a bin, one of the new bins that cost a fortune to install, and they've just thrown them all around. So the whole city is awash with these little white serviettes now. So
I don't understand that. I just don't understand the lack of pride in where you're from or where you're at. I just don't get it.
The people of Wicklow have it licked by the sounds of it.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.